For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. He does not make money off the site, but he does need money in order to run the site. Those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.
It is the 18th of March at Zayin Nisan. This is a shir, which is the Ilei Nishmas Rav Moshe Yitzchak Ben Rav Aram Aryeh. So the topic is Birchas HaSeder. So we know that the Haggadahs all say that for Karpas you should make a Bar Pri Adama and have in mind to be Moitzi the Morar, and don't eat a kezais. That's what all the Haggadahs say. So the question is, why do we do it that way? Why do we have in mind to mention the Marah, and why do we have less than a kezais of Karpas? So the reason to be mention the Marah is because whether to make a bracha of Bar Pri Adama on the Marah or not is a shayla. It's a suffix whether to make a Bar Pri Adama on the Marah or not. The Marah is a vegetable that's eaten during the Suda. So you know that if you eat something during the Suda, which is not normally eaten during a Suda, let's say you have an apple, a raw apple, in the middle of a Suda, so the halacha is that it's b'soich ha-Suda shaloi machmas ha-Suda, and the halacha over there is you have to make a bar priyayit, even though you're eating it in the middle of a Suda. So by the morar, since it's food that you normally would not eat during a Suda, even though chazeres, which is lettuce, is something which today we often eat during a Suda, but certainly chrein is something which you would not normally eat, just eat straight chrein in the middle of a Suda. So memela, it should get a Bar Pri Adama. So that's what's sad to say, we should make a Bar Pri Adama on the Mar. Now we don't. We say an Alas Asmar, but we don't make a Bar Pri Adama. But really, maybe it should get a Bar Pri Adama. On the other hand, maybe it shouldn't get a Bar Pri Adama, because in the Pesach Seder, since there's a chiyuv to eat maror, so maybe that's called bar machmas ha-suda, because you have to have matzah u'maror on Pesach at the suda. So maybe that's called bar machmas ha-suda. So since it's a suffix whether the maror is bar machmas ha-suda or not bar machmas ha-suda, so it's a suffix whether to make a bar pri adam on the maror, the mela, you have to be mitzi the maror somehow. So we make a bar pri adam on the karpas. This is not why Chazal were masakin karpas, but lamaisa, you have karpas, which is a bar pri adama, and you have it before the suda. So we can put two and two together and have in mind, we might see the maror, and then we won't have a suffix about the bar pri adama on the maror. That's why we have in mind too much in the maror. So then why not eat a kezias? So you don't eat a kezias because one suffix leads to another suffix, which is like this. If you have a kezias of karpas, now you should have to make a bar nefashas on the karpas, because he had a kezias. So this is totally in whether the karpas is being mitzi the maror. Because the halacha is, let's say, forget the Pesach Seder, doing a regular suda, before you wash, let's say you have a raw apple. You eat an apple before the suda. So, should you make a bar nefashas? I had an apple, a raw apple, I made a bar nefashas, of course, I eat my apple, and now, I'm going to wash. Because I want to have a mitzi. So should I first make a bar nefashas, and then wash, and then eat? Or do I say that since I'm going to bench anyway after I have my hamaitzi at the end of the suda, that's going to pat to the apple also? So therefore, I shouldn't make a bar nefashas. So this is totally in whether I can connect the achila of the apple with the suda or not. How do I connect the achila of the apple with the suda? It's totally whether I'm going to have apples in the middle of the suda or not. If I'm going to have apples in the middle of the suda, so even though, as we said before, if you have a raw apple in the middle of a suda, you have to make a bar pri eitz on it, but you don't make a bar nefashas. The Birchas HaMazon does pater the apple that was eaten in the middle of the suda. So if you have a bar pri eitz before the suda, and then you have in mind that time you're going to eat apples during the suda also, so the apple you ate before the suda is now connected to the apple you're eating during the suda, and since the apple you're eating during the suda doesn't need a bracha achroina because the benching paters that apple, it will also go back and pater the apple from before the suda.
But if you don't connect the achila of the apple before the suda with an achila of an apple during the suda, then avadi, you have to make a bar nefashas on the apple before the suda, before you wash. And even if you didn't, many Paiskim say you have to make a bar nefashas even during the suda. If you didn't make the bar nefashas, you had an apple before the suda, and you're not going to eat apples during the suda. You were supposed to make a bar nefashas before you washed. Now you washed already. And now you're in the middle of the suda. Now you remember, I never made a bar nefashas on the apple. Many Paiskim say, now you have to make a bar nefashas, because you never made a bar nefashas on your apple. And you can't say the benching is going to potter it, because the apple was eaten before the suda. So it's totally in whether that apple can be connected to an achila of a bar nefashas during the suda or not. So the same thing over here. On the tzad, that the hadama of the karpas potters the maror. So mamela, I connected my achila of a hadama before the suda with a hadama during the suda. And since the benching is going to potter the maror, the benching will also go back and potter the karpas from before the suda. So then I wouldn't make a bar nefashas on the karpas. But if the karpas is not being mitzi the maror, on the tzad that maror doesn't need karpas to potter it, because maror is considered bamach masas suda, so it doesn't need the karpas, so memela, the karpas isn't connected to the maror. It's two separate achilas. So memela, if I have a kezias of karpas, I have to make a bar nefashas on the karpas, because the benching later on is not going to potter the karpas. So memela, now then I have a suffix of whether the karpas is being mitzi the maror, I memela have a suffix whether the karpas needs a bracha achron itself. Memela, the minig is not to eat a kezias of karpas. And that way you don't have a suffix of a bar nefashas. So again, if we didn't have this inyan of the karpas being mitzi the maror, so then avadi, you could have a kezias of karpas, and in fact it might be better to have a kezias of karpas, because if chazal or mesakin an achila, achila usually is a kezias. So have a kezias of karpas, make a bar nefashas, and go weiter. What's the problem? But because we have a suffix about the hadama on the maror, memela, we want to have in mind to be mitzi the maror with the karpas, now we memela have a suffix of a bar nefashas on the karpas. So because of that, we don't need the kezias of karpas, and that way we avoid both spekas. So the way it comes out l'didan is like this. On the tzad that maror needs a bracha rishayna, because it's shaloi machmas asuda, then the karpas patters the maror. Benching will be the bracha achrayna on everything, no problem. On the tzad, the karpa, the maror doesn't need a bracha, doesn't need a bracha rishayna, because it's considered bamach masasuda. So then the karpas is not being mitzi the maror, and then really the karpas is not nifter with the benching, but I didn't have a kezias, so male, I don't need a bar nefashas. So that's how we're being pasdei hashanah. Even we're trying to be yotzei kol hadeis, and that's that. Any questions? Yeah.
Is it a problem to have, let's say, after this process, have another 3/4
of a kezias? No, it wouldn't be a problem, because you're not, as long as you're not chayv in a bracha achrayna, you could do it.
You can eat through magen karpas.
Yeah, I mean, you're saying, what if a person's hungry, could they eat, like, could they nibble a little bit here and there? Yeah, I'm saying it's not a problem. I give out candy, you know, during magen to the kids. You know, I give out shakal, give a chocolate to the kids. They keep them going. So they could eat it during magen. Make a shakal and eat it. Why not? There's nothing wrong with eating during magen. The problem is you can't have hamaitzi. And because of a suffix bracha shenetzricha, you really shouldn't have anything which is bamach matzah suda. Now it's something which you would have during the suda. To have it before, you have to make a bracha rishana now. So it could be that it's a bracha shenetzricha. And you can't have wine because of the suffix of extra kaisis. But stam to have, I mean, you can have a drink of water. On what? No, so he's saying don't have enough to make a bracha shenetzricha.
About like a piece of chocolate.
No, but if you end up making a bar nefashas, that's going to pot to the karpas also. And now you're going to mess up your so you shouldn't have anything that you're going to need to make a bar nefashas on. That you shouldn't do.
You mentioned if you say bring eggs and eat an apple before the suda, that as long as you're mentally connecting it, you're going to have an apple. Does that include like apple pieces and charoset that you know that you made the charoset out of apple pieces?
Well, the shalas with the charoset needs a bracha at all, because you're just dipping into the charoset. So it's really tuffle to the thing you're dipping it into. So it's not so pasha, it needs a bracha anyway. But he's saying if you eat the charoset as a separate dish during the suda, which a lot of people do, they serve the charoset during the Seder itself, during Shulchan Aruch, to eat the charoset.
So it's a shaila anyway in that situation. Serving these sorts of dishes during the meal, whether it needs a bracha rishon or not, is a big, big shaila. So it's not so simple. But a raw, that's why I use the raw apple, because a raw apple everybody agrees needs a bracha. But this is the halakha. I mean, in Simen Kofayin Vav, you want to go through, the Mishmur there says that, this is in Hilchos Brachos, he says, V'agav atik mipaiskim achronim oid ezedinim mashashayach linin zeh, and he discusses, if you eat before washing, do you make a bracha achrona or not? And this is what it's all telling in, this whole shaila of eating a kezias of karpas or not. Okay. So, the thing is like this. The big kasha on this whole mahalach is the arba kaisis, because we know that we have arba kaisis on Pesach, and the four kaisis are Kiddush, and there's a bracha on Haggadah at the end of Magid, a kais on Haggadah at the end of Magid, then there's a kais on benching, and then there's a kais on halal. Those are the four kaisis of Pesach, of the Seder. So the shaila is, do we make a bar priya gafen on all four kaisos or not? So this is the machlokes Ashkenazim and Sephardim. Our minig Ashkenazim make a bracha on every kais. All four kaisos get a bar priya gafen. That's our minig. Sephardim don't do that. Sephardim only make a bracha on kais rishon and on kais shlishi. They don't make a bracha on kais sheni and kais revi, because they hold that kais rishon patas kais sheni and kais shlishi patas kais revi. The reason why you have to make another bracha on kai shlishi is because you benched between kai sheni and kai shlishi. So just like at any time you bench ala kais. Once you bench, you stopped all of your eating from before. That's mafsik. Now you have to make a bar priya gafen again. That's why if you bench ala kais, you just benched, you have to make a bar priya gafen on the kais, even if you drank before, because you just benched. So everybody holds you have to make a bracha on kai shlishi. But kais, and kais rishon, of course, because it's the first kais. But kais sheni, kais revi, the Sfaradim hold, kais rishon patas kais sheni, kais shlishi patas kais revi. But we make a bar priya gafen on all four kaisos. So why do we make a bracha on all four kaisos? So the Rif says, in Arvei Pesachim, the Rif brings a whole mahalach over here, and I don't want to get stuck in the Rif's raya. He brings a raya from Shechita and from Kisei Adam, so I don't want to get stuck with that. There's a lot of love this on what he brings, but he comes out like this. Just like benching is considered a hefsek, now he says the lum this is because you can't drink and bench at the same time. While you're talking, you can't drink. That's his lum this. That's the part I don't want to get stuck in. So when you finish benching, you have to make another bar gafen. Since you can't read, meaning Haggadah and Hallel, you can't say them and drink at the same time. Tach lachs or levarach basa the gamer haggadah, who basa the gamer halila, by priya gafen. You have to make another bracha. The haggadah is mafsik between the first kais and the second kais, because you can't drink and say haggadah at the same time. The haggadah is mafsik. And halal is mafsik between kais shlishi and kais revi, because you can't drink and eat at the same, drink and talk at the same time. And therefore you have to make a bracha on kais revi. And that is a good svara, Zak the Rif. That's what you should do. But then he says, but ala gefen v'al priya gefen, that there's a machloikes, whether you should make an ala gefen on the first two kaisis before your suda or not. And he comes out, you should. Of course, we know that we don't. We don't make an ala gefen except for on kais revi. We don't make an ala gefen on kais rishon and sheni. That we say is nichlal in the suda. And we after benching, patters the first two kaisers, and then alagefen, alagefen, after the fourth kais, patters the third and fourth kaisers. So he says that Haggadah and Halila is a hefsek, and that's why we need to make separate bar priya gafens on all four kaisers. So the obvious kasha is that if we're saying Haggadah is a hefsek between the first kais and the second kais, and that's why you have to make a bar priya gafen on a kais sheni, so then how can you say the karpas is might see the mara? Just like Haggadah is a hefsek between kais rishon and kais sheni, Haggadah should be a hefsek between karpas and mara. And the mela, you shouldn't be able to patter the mara with the karpas. That's the kasha. So this kasha is asked by the Gaon, by the Vilna Gaon, and in his Vira Gron Shulchan Aruch, and he writes in Siman Tafpei Gimel, he writes that when the Mechaber says, Mechaber Tafpei Gimel says, I'm sorry, I'm in the wrong Siman. It's not Tafpei Gimel, I apologize. It's Taf Ayin Gimel. Yeah, in Taf Ayin Gimel. In Din of Karpas, Dr. Mechaber, Noitel Yadav Latarach Tibur Rishon. So you wash your hands for the first Tibur, which is Karpas. Have less than a kizayis. You don't have a kizayis. That's what the mechaber says. Zot the gra that this is only l'shita samachaber, because the mechaber l'shita say holds that hagada is not a hepsik between kaisrishon and kaisheni. Melo, the mechaber can say that the karpas is mighty the mara, and that's why the mechaber holds you should have less than a kezayis of karpas. But lidi dun, like the Ramah, ulafikach pasak hashulchan aruch yafehu l'shitasay. Aval adas harav min the Ramah gam kan tzarich levarach. You'd have to make a bracha achrayim. Because the karpas can't patter the maror, because Haggadah is a hefsik, but maybe you'd have to make a bracha rishon on the maror. Karpas can't help that. What's that?
You should eat a kezayis.
So Mamela, well, he doesn't say you should eat a kezayis, but the guy is saying, you're not mechuyev not to eat a kezayis. Why not? Why shouldn't you eat a kezayis? No reason not to. The whole reason not to eat a kezayis is in order to pass to the mara. But if you hold out God as a hefsik, Dr. Gain, so then why not? So you may as well eat a kezayis, and it's no problem. If that's true, then why don't you make a bar piyadam on the mara? Lamaisa, why don't you make a bar piyadam on the mara? Teretz is, because it's still a suffix bracha. We don't know for a fact that mara needs a bracha rishana. It's only a suffix where the mara needs a bracha rishana. If it's bamach masasuda, it doesn't need a bracha rishana. If it's not bamach masasuda, then it needs a bracha rishana. So suffix bracha sahakal. We're not going to make a bar piyadam on the mara. But you shouldn't be restricted about eating a kezayis of karpas, because the whole reason not to was in order not to have a suffix bracha achrayna, because you wanted it to patter the mara. But here, if haggadah is a hefsik, it's not shayach anyway. So you can eat a kezayis of mara. Of karpas. That's the Gra writes in Shulchan. So the Bir Halacha brings this guy in Tafayin Gimel, and he asks it for a kasha. It's a gevaldik kasha. Why shouldn't we eat a cup? Why are we Ashkenazim knowing like this Sfardim? It should be totally zebizet. If you're a Sfardi and you only make two Boyapriya Goffins at the Seder, then you should only have less than a kezayis of karpas. You should starve until Shulchan Aruch. But if you're an Ashkenazi, so then you're making four brachos on Boyapriya Goffin. So then why shouldn't you eat as much karpas as you want? What's the problem? Right? Why are we doing this to ourselves? Why are we acting like Sfardim in this Indian? So the Bir Halacha says that the Magen Avraham, who says like the Mechaber, the Magen Avraham says to not eat a kezayis. So he says he was shomer from the kasha of the Gaon. How is he shomer from it? Because the Rif really brings two svaras why we make four Boyapriya Goffins. What I read to you is the end of the Rif. It's really a steer in the Rif. It's very hard to read this Rif. It's a long Rif. It's on Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph in the Daf Rif in Avei Pesachim. It's a long Rif when he goes through why we make four brachas, why we make Boyapriya Goffins four times. But in his presentation, he really starts his Pesach with one Svara, and he ends with a different Svara. And the later Rishonim say the Rif really means two different things. In the beginning, the Rif really says like this. You know, Avei Pesachim, the first real sugya, the first real Pesach sugya in Avei Pesachim, is, the Gemara says, how can Chazal be mistaken four kaisis? Because it's zugais. The sugi over there of zugais, of having pears, which is a problem for mazikin. So why were Chazal mistaken four? They should have been mistaken three or five. Why four? It's not a good number to mistaken. So there are different truths in the Gemara. One teretz is because it's leil shimurim, so it's not a problem. One teretz is that kashal bracha is not mitzaref le-ra, only le-toiv. But Ravina's teretz is, Ravina Amar,
Kol echad ve'echad mitzvah b'fnei atzmai hu. That each kais is a separate mitzvah. The male, it's not four kaises. It's kais, 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 kais. It's four separate kaises. It's not four. It's one, 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 and one. Because they're each considered a separate mitzvah. So zok the riff, va'amri rab vasa, hayo v'chol echad ve'echad mitzvah b'fnei atzmai hu, brachinan bar priya gafen, akol kisa v'kisa. On every kais. Then he goes on to say a mesayei lahay svar, and he brings because Haggadah Alila is a hefsek. But his first svara is not because Haggadah Alila is a hefsek. His first svara is the reason why you make four bar priya gafen is because they're separate mitzvahs. That's why you make separate bar priya gafen. So zokt the bialacha to be masber our minig like the Magen Avram, not like the Gra. Zokt the bialacha that. If you that like the first svara of the Rif, that each bar priya gafen is a separate mitzvah, then you could really hold Haggadah is not a hefsek, and Halal is not a hefsek, and Mela al hefsek is not a problem. One, the first kais could pater the second kais, karpas could pater mora. The reason why we make a separate bar priya gafen is because it's a separate mitzvah, and the bar priya gafen is more like a berachas mitzvah than a berachas nenin. And that's why you make a separate bracha on kais sheni and kais revi, not because of a hefsek. So according to this svara, it would come out that we're maskim it's not a hefsek. And the only reason we make separate brachas is because it's a separate mitzvah. But memela, the karpas could still be maitzi the maror. Once the karpas could be maitzi the maror, then out the suffix bracha rishana the maror, we want the karpas to maitzi the maror to avoid the suffix. Once we're doing that, we have a suffix bracha achrayna on the karpas, don't need a kizayis of karpas. So that's how the Bir Halacha is Masber, our minig, not like the Bir Agra. So zakt the Bir Halacha. So what does the Gra hold? What about according to this Svara? If you hold like this Svara, that they're separate mitzvahs, so even if Haggadah is not a hefsek, you still have to make a separate bar priya gafen. So why would the Gra not say the Karpa should be mitzvah the Marar? So zakt. The Bir Halacha, Zok the Bir Halacha, he's bothered by this, and he says, well, I'll tell you what he says, but I have to go back to tell you one other thing he says. Zok the Bir Halacha, Vetzarach Leimar, for the Gain, Degam Kan Yesh Leimar Svara Zu, Dekarpas Umarar Beis Mitzvahs Ninu. Not only are each of the four Kaisas separate mitzvahs, but Karpas and Marar are also separate mitzvahs. Ulahachi ein achas paiteres es chaverta. Mela, the Gain holds, forget whether it's a hefsek or not, even if you hold it's not a hefsek. Even if you hold on God and Hal is not a hefsek. You can't have Karpas being mitzi Marar, just like you can't have Kais Rishon being mitzi Kais Sheni, because they're separate mitzvahs. Since they're separate mitzvahs, you have to have a separate bracha on the Marar anyway. So Mela, even if you hold Haggadah is not a hefsek, the Gain is going to say, because of the eight, eat a kazayas of Karpas. Because Karpas is not being mitzi marah, because they're separate mitzvahs. And since they're separate mitzvahs, one can be mitzi the other, regardless, irrespective of the hefsek or not hefsek of Haggadah. So the Bir Halacha is saying, Lidi dun, we're going to tell you like this. We're going to say like the Magen Avraham. The minig of Ashkenaz and the Velt is that we say that Haggadah is not a hefsek. And the reason why we make separate brachas of bar priya gafen is because they're separate mitzvahs. And since we have a suffix bracha rishon on the maror, therefore the karpas is mighty the maror. Since the karpas is mighty the maror, we now have a suffix bracha achrayin on the karpas, and mila don't need a kazayis. That's our minig. But the Gain is going to say, even according to that lumbus, still, just like each kais is a separate mitzvah, karpas and maror is also a separate mitzvah. And mela, the karpas can't be mitzvah the maror no matter what. And mela, you may as well eat a kazayis of karpas. There's no reason not to eat a kazayis of karpas. That's the mazber the Gain. That's what the Bir Halacha says. But he ends off at tzarachin. Now, just one last thing before I take questions, and then I'm going to then we'll go weiter with what the cash on this whole thing is. But the Bir Halacha says one more thing. Bir Halacha says, so then, like the Gain, what are you going to do with Marar? Lamai says it's a suffix bracha. So I told you, we don't make a bracha rishon, it's a suffix bracha. But he says more definitively, he says, the Gain holds, Ela de betura de Marar mi bracha, mishum de habi, kidvar mabar, misal chasuda, de nifta berchas amaitzi. He holds that it's nifta berchas amaitzi. because Eels is considered to be Bamach Masa Suda. The Gaon's going to hold it's Bamach Masa Suda. Since it's Bamach Masa Suda, it doesn't need a Bracha Rishayna. And the Mela, even though it's a separate mitzvah, even though it's a separate mitzvah, it doesn't need a Bracha Rishayna because it's Bamach Masa Suda. So you obviously make Al Chilas Mara on it, but you don't make a Bar Pri Adama because it's Mamash Bamach Masa Suda. So it doesn't get a Bracha, it doesn't get a Bar Pri Adama, and it's no problem with that. That's what the Gaon holds. But we are stuck with this Suffolk Bracha Rishayna. We hold that the Karpas can be Maitzi the Mar, and that's why we have less than a Kizais. Okay, question still here.
The Tzarachin is on us or on the Gaon? The Tzarach should be on us.
Yeah.
The Gaon is a Bethana.
Well, to say...
The same problem that we had before, we just moved it over to the first...
Yeah, except that Karpas and Mar, to say they're separate mitzvahs, we don't find any Makar for that. That's the Ravasa of the Riffer saying it for the four Kaisas of... An Arba Kaisas is a mitzvah on Pesach to have Dalad Kaisas. It's one of the mitzvahs of Rabban that we do at the Seder.
Which one is the mitzvah?
Well, that's what Ravina says.
Mar,
well, I'm saying we have Ravina saying in the Gemara, we have an Amira saying that the Dalad Kaisas are separate mitzvahs. No one says Karpas and Mar are separate. Nobody talks about it that way. This would be, and the Gaon doesn't even say it. This is the Bialacha saying it to the Mazbar. The Gaon must have to say the Karpas and Mar are separate. So I think
we learn that it's one mitzvah, or we just. How would we say?
The question is whether we look at it as mamash a mitzvah or not. Like Karpas, it's a tibul reason. Why do we do Karpas? Kedesh Yishol Atinakis. That's the reason. They have two tibulim. That's why we do it. It's not really. So is it? I mean, Arba Kaisis is Altschiris. You know, there's more of a, you know, the Dal Lashon Shal Geula. There's more to it than just Kedesh Yishol Atinakis. So here, if you don't do something which is in order to Yishol Atinakis, let's say you don't move the Kaira, which you're supposed to move the Kaira. Right, in order to Kedesh Yishol Atinakis. Let's say you don't do it. So, will you mevatel a mitzvah? I don't know how, you know, I'm not sure how far it goes. He's saying Mamash has a din of a mitzvah.
So, it's good that God, maybe that's why we don't have to have a Shir Kazayas, because we don't hold it to a mitzvah.
Okay, you're saying like that also. You're saying Marashach. If you're going to say it's a din mitzvah, you should have a Kazayas also.
Which is good, like the Gaon.
Yeah, you're saying the Shazar, very nice. Yeah.
According to the Shani Rit, that Halal is Gnostic. So shouldn't we be making a halagethen on each coast?
Good. So the halacha is, this is a shayla at the end of the riff. That what about, that's all, we are talking about bracha rishayna. But in bracha achrayna, the din of hefsek is not as chamor. You know, the halacha is, if you make a bracha rishayna on something which is not tuna bracha bimkaima, you make a shahakal or ha'etz or hadama, and you're sitting inside in your house, you're sitting down at your table, and you're going to sit down to a piece of fish. So make a shock on your fish, and you take a bite. And then somebody knocks on the door, and you go to the door, and there's somebody making a delivery to your house. They have stuff in their car. You say, oh, I'll come out and help you. So you go out to your driveway, and you start bringing packages into your house. You do it for mamish 30 seconds. Now you come back down and sit down to your fish. The halacha is, you have to make another shock because you went outside. Even though your mamish in the middle, you have to make another shakal because you went outside. When you step outside, you have to make a new bracha rishayna. That's for shakal hadama, not for the davar tone bracha bin kaima, not for a mizaynus, not for a hamaitzi, but for shakal hadama, you have to make a new bracha rishayna when you come back in. But we hold, Ashkenazim hold, let's say you had a kezayis of fish, and then this happens, and you come back in, you have to make a new shakal, like before. Do you have to make a barin of fushes? No. The Bain of Fashas at the end will still patter the whole eating. It's only the Bracha Rishon you have to make a new one of. Bracha Rishon is a lot easier to be mafsik. The Hefsik is more, Bracha Rishon is more, it's weaker. It's easier to be mechuyev to make a new Bracha Rishon than to have to make two Brachas Achrayna. So it's not so pashut, even if it is a Hefsik, that you have to make an Ala Gefen. The Rif clears it, but it's not the same, it's not the same clear. Yeah.
Even though Mar needs, even though you would say that Mar would need a bracha, even if you say that Mar is, even if you say that Mar and Habers are two separate mitzvahs, the bracha on Mar is Alchilas Mar. Or, oh wait, we don't make a bracha on Mar, do we?
Yeah, we do. We Alchilas Mar. Yeah.
So by the Abrakaisis, the bracha on the Abrakaisis is the Hagafen. That's
right.
Why you make Hagafen. But
right.
By Mar, making the Alchilas Mar is not going to give you a, is not going to after your chiyuv of saying an adama, so you would still need the kapras to do it. To we might see that.
As you're tining, even if you're going to say it's a separate mitzvah, so lemaisa it should still be a bar pri adama because you weren't yotzei the mitzvah of bar pri adama.
And you can't tell me that it's a... Right, okay. But I mean, that's what he says in the Goyin, that the Goyin holds the Chalutin, that Mara is considered Balmach Masasuda. So it doesn't need a Bar Pri Adam. But the fact that it's separate mitzvahs means that the Karpas can't be Maitzi the Mara. That's what he's saying. Like, one can't be Maitzi the other if it's... Are you telling that you shouldn't have to be Maitzi it because it's you're making a bracha on it anyway, I'll call it Mara.
Saying you can't say that.
You can't say which way?
You can't say that alkyl is smart. You can't make an alkyl. You can't say that the alkyl is... The copper should have to pocket it.
Because... Okay, right. But I'm saying that the gra holds... He's saying the gra holds that it doesn't need a bracha because it's from Achmas Asuda. So it doesn't need a bracha Rishona. But because, in theory, if it... You're saying, how could it have done it anyway?
Right.
But it sounds like he's saying that the balance of two separate mitzvahs, you couldn't have done that anyway in the first place. It's considered separate and separate things completely. As far as a hard svara, because of what we said before, is kapras really a mitzvah in that way? And like you're telling also, it's a little bit strange that, right, what would you be might see it with? You have to make a bracha anyway. Right, it's a good time. We're going to come back to this.
Even though they don't, that karpas and mar want to say it's one mitzvah, the mice of karpas is not a mitzvah. So if it's not a mitzvah, so the mice, it's just that you eat some of a vegetable, and then you have a mitzvah of mar later. Third, you would have to make another bracha. If the Rebbe Adama is a chiyuv that comes with a mitzvah, then if the person is not a mitzvah, should have to make a bracha on the mar anyway.
If a person makes a bar pri hagafen right before shkia, Shabbos, right before Shkia, makes a bar pri hagafen. So, with in mind to be mitzi kiddush later on, and then he makes kiddush right away afterwards. There's a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch about that, right? It's not so pasha to make a bar pri hagafen later on the kiddush. You're going to make a makadosh Shabbos, but out the berachas hanenin of bar pri hagafen, you said it already.
Why by a mitzvah is it master? Why is the first phrase the mitzvah as a separate mitzvah?
I think it's what Moshe is saying because here there is no other bracha. The bracha is bar pri hagafen. Here is the berachas hamitzvah.
It's not a berachas
hanenin. According to this svar, you have to say that it's not a berachas hanenin because if it was a berachas hanenin, you already ate it.
Then by mar and karpas, it's a berachas hanenin because karpas is not a mitzvah.
Right.
If you're like the girl, it'll be a mitzvah.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure. Just because it's a berachas mitzvah doesn't mean it can't be mitzvah the other one. It's just that that the other one needs its own bracha. We're mixing up. But you're telling like this. The second kais, the bar pri hagafen is a berachas mitzvah, not a berachas hanenin. Right? So even though the first kais is mitzvah, the second kais al nenin, it's not mitzvah, it's al mitzvah. So you have to make a separate bracha. But mar has its own bracha. So al the mitzvah bracha you have that, al achilas mar. Al the nenin, the first achila, the karpas theoretically could pater the bar pri hadama of the mar. That's what he was telling you. That's what, right? Because the guy's saying you don't need it. It's b'mach masasud. So all this is fine and good. I should just tell you it's interesting. This is just a side point, but it's interesting to note that you know that the halacha is that if a person, the din of eating the afikamim before chatzos is a din. People should try to be makbid on that. If they're not, they're not. I mean, everybody has different minhagim about eating before chatzos. We try to be makbid on it. We most years we do it. But mitzi matzah, you have to have before chatzos. Last month, the Pollock mitzi matzah, you have to. One year at my shver's house, we almost missed it. We realized it was going that Magid was going very, very late. And my shver realized we better get moving because we're going to miss chatzos from mitzi matzah. If you eat mitzi matzah after chatzos, you don't make a brach of alachilas matzah. Because it's a suffix whether you yaitse at all. Mitzi matzah after chatzos. The mitzi matzah, you have to have before chatzos. So what happens if a person starts their Seder very late? They start 20 minutes before Chatzos. So what do? You're never going to finish everything in time for Mitzi Matzah. There was a guy in Baltimore, a Jungerman in Baltimore, when I was there, they had some kind of an emergency on Erev Pesach. He had to go with his child to the hospital. And he got back home half an hour before Chatzos. So what do? You have to have Mitzi Matzah before Chatzos. So the Dalam Ravava
this is in Taf Pei Gimel. So the Gemara Vava, the Rebbe Yehuda says that what you do is similar to what the Mechaber himself says to do in Taf Pei Gimel. Taf Pei Gimel is Mishe'ein Lo Yayin. The person has no wine. And so they can't be out to the mitzvah Arba Kaisis. But what do they do for the Seder? You have to make Kiddush. So if you don't have wine, what do you make Kiddush on? Well, let's say you have no liquids that you can make Kiddush on. A Maitzi. So you have to make Kiddush on Matzah. That means you're going to have your Maitzi Matzah right in the beginning of the Seder. So the Mechaber says, the person doesn't have wine, Mekadosh al HaPas, Shemavarach HaMaitzi, Ubaitzeya, Umaniach Yad HaValav Ad Shegamer HaKiddush, Mavarach HaLachilas Matzah, Va'eichel, Vachach Eichel Shar Yerakis, then eat your Karpas after HaMaitzi, Umesalach HaShulchan, Vamer Manishtana, and say the whole Haggadah, and then later you'll come back after you finish the whole thing and have Marar and Karech. But you just reverse the order and have Maitzi Matzah first. So the Dalai Lama says, if a person has no time to do Haggadah before they're going to run out of time, then what they should do is switch it. Say he says, have Kiddush first. Shiyamer Haggadah. Shiyamer Haggadah. One second, I'm sorry. The Dagom Ravava is, that is where the Mechaber is, Taf Gimel. The Dagom Ravava is earlier, it's in Taf Ayin Vav. So he says, V'nira demisha ira loy aynes shlo yachal lechal prusas ha-maitzi ad-chatzais loy avarach al-chatzais matzah tesavik brachos slahakos. You're not allowed to make al-chatzais matzah after chatzais. V'im himshich loy hichshich loy ad-samach l-chatzais. If it's really late and you started your Seder, yekadish v'yishte kais rishayin v'yitol yadav v'yavarach ha-maitzi v'al-chatzais matzah v'yoychal. So do everything first, the Haggadah yomer achakach. Like later on in Taf Pei Gimel, Ela Shakan Yivarch Gam Al Amar Takev Kadem Chatzais Kadem Amiras Haggadah. So you do everything first. You sit down. You make Kiddush. You have a Maitzi. You have your Mar. You have your Kairich, and then say Haggadah, because you have to do everything before Chatzais. So question is, what about Karpas? What do you do with Karpas in such a case? In Taf Pei Gimel, where it's not that you're running out of time, it's just that you have no Yayin. So you have to make Kiddush on Matzah. The Mechaber says, have Karpas also. Have your Matzah with your Kiddush, then do Karpas, and go on from there. Do Haggadah, and later you'll have Mar. But here, you have to eat your Mar right away, because you're running into Chatzos. So the Dalai Lama doesn't mention Karpas. Did he leave it out just because he didn't, because it's in Taf Pei Gimel, you didn't have to mention it? Or did he deliberately leave it out? Do you have Karpas in such a case? Now here, you're eating the karpas and the marar after hamaitzi. So what do? Do you make a barfi adam on the karpas? This is really not so pashut. L'chaira, here, you have to make a barfi adam on the karpas, because this is for sure not considered machmas tasuda. The marar might be machmas tasuda, because there's a chiyuv to have marar with your matzah. Matzah's mar milchu. You have to have mar. So maybe that's called machmas tasuda. But karpas, is that called machmas tasuda? So you'll say, well, chazal or mistaken it. Okay, but is it called machmas tasuda? They weren't mistaken it to be doing the suda. That they weren't mistaken. So marar is doing the suda, has to be doing the suda. But karpas doesn't have to be. Normally it's not. Normally it's before the suda. So here, l'chari, you have to make a hadama on the karpas. So could you have a kezayis of karpas? Here, for sure you could have a kezayis of karpas. Why not? There's no, here you're mamish in the middle of the suda. So here you don't, for sure don't make a bar nefashos on the karpas, because the brachas of mazon in the pot of the karpas. So here you would eat karpas, eat a kezayis of karpas, and it'll be and have a mighty mighty the mar. But maybe the Dalai Lama left it out because there's no need for karpas anymore. Because maybe karpas is only a din if you have it separate from the mar. But if you're having mar right away after the karpas, maybe there's no din of karpas. It's not clear to me whether the karpas here was left out on purpose or not on purpose. It's a side point. I'm just not sure what Dalai Lama meant with the not mentioning the karpas.
If you're eating for karpas, yarek, which is a normal yarek, this would head during your tshuva. Most karpas is like that.
Yeah, then you can't have adam. Then you shouldn't make adama. Right. You're saying if you're eating something which is normal during the suda, then you wouldn't be able to make adam on the karpas. You see, maybe that's why he left it out. Because
it's a regular thing.
So
could be.
What would be the reason to do it?
Right. It's all shnei
tibulim.
Right, right. That's the thing. When you have kiddush and amitzi first, there is no kiddush. It's all normal. So right, it could be. That's why I left out because there's nothing strange here anymore. The whole strange thing is moving things around, and you're not making amitzi right away. You're doing it later. The whole thing. Right. Here we're gonna eat right now. So right, could be. That's why I left out karpas. Could be. So here's the kasha though. Here's the kasha, and it comes out with a gevaldik chiddush from a prima garden. The kasha from a bach and a chakyankiv, and then a gevaldik chiddush from a prima garden. Then we'll be finished with that. Listen to this gevaldik kasha. The bach says like this. The bach on this whole inyan of karpas and mara. The bach says, I'm going to give you an eitzah to be eitzah kol hadayis. All this, you have all these dayis over here. Are you eitzah this way? Is that? I'm going to give you something that you be eitzah kol hadayis. And you don't have to be hungry at Shulchan Aruch either. You can enjoy Maggid. You can eat a Mamashek Gazette. Sounds like this. Eat as much as you want. Sounds like this. Zakta Bach. Wash for Karpas, Mekad Zalma. Don't have in mind that you're Bedavka not being Mitzi the Mar. I am not being Mitzi the Mar. Eat as much Karpas as you want. Make a Bar Nefashis. Then, Seir Haggadah. Later on, you'll have Hamitzi. When you make your hamaitzi, have in mind bedavka not to be maitzi the maror. I'm not being maitzi the maror with my hamaitzi. And then after hamaitzi, make a bari pri adama on the maror. So Mela, you have no sfeikus anymore. My whole suffix, the whole thing was because I wasn't sure whether to make a bari pri adama on the maror or not. Zakta Bach. So have in mind that hamaitzi, I'm not being maitzi the maror. And Mela, I have to make a bracha rishon on the maror, and now I don't need the karpas to make the maror, so eat as much karpas as you want. Make a bracha nefashis. Aye, bracha shenet tzricha, zakta bach. And we have this in other places that when you're doing it in order to avoid suffic brachas, memela it's mutter to have an extra bracha. Now the whole reason for a bracha shenet tzricha is because why should you do it if you could do it differently? But if my other way of doing it is anyway a suffic, so memela in order to avoid the suffic brachas, You can have an extra bracha. We find that in halacha and other places where it's mutter to add in a bracha in order to avoid suffic brachas. That's what the Bach says. Beautiful. So mamish, like, you know, and you don't want to be hungry doing haggadah. It's gavalik. Zog the chok yankiv, no, it doesn't work. Zog the chok yankiv, it's still a problem. This is all in Taf Ein Gimel. Zog the chok yankiv. Vadayim lo yatsa ladas. Not the prima garum, excuse me. But that's a smag. Simin reish chaf. De'ein levarach al hamarar. Zuck the smag. Don't make a bracha on marar. Why? Kivan shloi ba lehanais mimenu. Because when you eat marar, you're not eating it for hana. Rak lezecher ba'alma. What's halacha if you drink water to it because you have something stuck in your throat? Do you make a shahakal? No, you don't make a shahakal on water if you're drinking it because you have something stuck in your throat. There's no bracha of shahakal then. You drink it straight because it's not. You're not drinking it lehanos. You're drinking it to get something out of your throat. Zok the smag maror. Who eats chrein? Who eats this chrein just to burn your mouth out? Nobody eats that. So I shouldn't say nobody eats that, but most people don't eat that. So if you eating that. Is not lehanos. It's just to remember the meriras of Mitzrayim. So the snag holds. There's no bracha rishayna on mar, no matter what. There's no bracha rishayna on mar. So the mela zakta snag. So zakta chakyankiv. Even like the bach, you haven't dealt with all the kashas, with all the shitas, because the bach is saying, have in mind not to be mitzi the mar with your hamitzi. And then you'll have to make a bari pri adama on the mar. Zuck the chalkankiv, it's not so poshut. Because according to the smag, you never make a bari pri adama on mar, no matter what. So mela, you always have a suffix bracha rishana on the mar. Because if you hold like the smag, there's no bracha rishana. If you don't hold like the smag, there might be a bracha rishana. So you're always stuck with a suffix bracha rishana on mar. And then mela, zuck the chalkankiv, I like it better for you to do what we do, which is have in mind for the karpas, you might see the mar, and don't eat it kazayas, etc. That's what the chalkankiv says for the smag. So this is going to answer another kasha. Yeah.
That's a good question, because we eat lettuce, right? We graze, right? We eat lettuce during a meal. That's a good question. It doesn't seem, at least it seems from him that they didn't. But it's a good question. That's anyway a kasha, not a kasha, it's anyway, it's a ha'ara, legabi, the whole shayla of bamak matasuda or not. Because if you have chazeres, if you have you have lettuce for your marar, so maybe that's called, it's a salad. I'm having a salad. So it's bamak matasuda. It's hard, you know, I guess we don't dress it, we don't have it mixed up with anything else, it's just straight lettuce. Maybe that's not just taka, not usual to do that. No, I don't know.
Why don't you have in mind not to be, let's say, your hadama on the mara, and not to just any hadama? You make hadama on the potato after you wash it.
You mean have it something else?
Yeah.
Eat something else entirely. You know, to eat a raw carrot.
Yeah. After your mara.
Yeah. Okay, but then you're instituting another food. Now, Chazal didn't set that up. Chazal set up the Seder. So you want to say, let's put in another step. You know, after matzah, before mara, there's carrot. Right? It would be a funny thing, right? Because I didn't say to do it. So this answers another kasha. In Meister Rav, for the Goyin, what did the Goyin actually do? So we know what he says in Shulchan Aruch. What did he actually do? So state in Meister Rav like this: Seder Shal Pesach, Meisim Kaisim, Mekadesh V'Nedlin Yadayim. Okay, fine. Okay. Umavarchen Al Nitzilas Yadayim. He made a bracha of Alan Sinas Adayim for Orchatz. Because the Goyin holds for Davar Shetibul B'Mashka, you make a bracha on Alan Sinas Adayim, on the Rechitza. Okay, fine. Umetaba B'chaimitz, Umevarach Bar Pri Adama, V'Oichel Kizayis. So far so good? Oichel Kizayis, because you don't need to be much in the Mar. Now what about a Bar Nefashas? You should make a Bar Nefashas, right? V'Einoi Mevarach Bracha Achroina. You don't make a bar nefashas on the karpas, and then you go on with this with the haggadah. So this is mamshah pliat suma mamshah. Goyin, what do you hold? Do you hold that the karpas is being mitzi the maror or not? If the karpas is being mitzi the maror, what do you hold the gabi the maror? Does the maror need a bracha rishana or not? If you're tining that Haggadah is a hefsek, or if you're tining that there's two separate mitzvahs, maybe one is not mitzvah the other, so then the karpas is not connected to the maror. If it's not connected to the maror, then if you have a kezayis, you need to make a bar nefashas on the karpas. And if you hold that it's a suffik, and maybe we need the karpas, or we might need the karpas in the mitzvah of the maror, so then why are you eating kezayis? You're being nichnas into a suffik bracha achrayna. Evidently, the Goyin holds there's no suffik bracha achrayna on the karpas. That the karpas is for sure being mitzi the maror. Not a suffik whether it's being mitzi the maror. Mamash punk faker from what the Bir Halacha said. The Bir Halacha said in the Goyin that the Goyin holds for a davar pashit maror does not need to be niftar. It's bamach matasuda. And mainly the maror is for sure yaitse with hamaitse. And you don't need the karpas for the maror. Mele karpas stands alone, have a kezayis, and lechayer make a bar and fushes afterwards, because there's no reason not to. But lechayer doesn't make sense, because the guy says not to make a bar and fushes. Why not to make a bar and fushes? It must be because it's connected to the suda. How is it connected to the suda? What do you mean it's connected to the suda? Mara is nifta with hamaitzi. It must be that the Goyin holds that Mara is not ba machmas hasuda. Mara is dafka not ba machmas hasuda. And Mela, you're eating hadama before the suda. You're eating a hadama during the suda that's not ba machmas hasuda. It's not ba machmas hasuda, and they're connected to each other. And then the benching patters it all. So, if that's the case, what do you mean? How could that be? Isn't Haggadah mafsik? How could the bracha rishona be connected? How could it be connected? But he says Haggadah is mafsik, or like the Bir Halacha says, it's two separate mitzvahs. One is not might see the other.
Is it fair to say a different style of Gami that Pirkei Avot doesn't have this because you already have kiddush, so you already started the whole thing?
I didn't see anybody say that svara. It's a good question. I mean, there's a bechlal a shayla by kiddush. That the Birchas HaMazon is patterning Kiddush. by regular Shabbos. Is if you don't drink wine during the meal. If you drink wine during the meal, it's pashut. But if you don't drink wine during the meal, that the Birchas Hamazon patters the Kiddush is not such a simple thing in the first place. Okay, I hear what you're saying. But it seems to me like this. If the Goyin holds like the Smag, then it's beautiful. Because if the Goyin holds like the Smag, that it's not the pshat that Mara is Bamach Masa Suda. That's not why Mara doesn't need a Bracha Rishayna. Avada Mara does need a Bracha Rishayna because it's not Bamach Masa Suda. But the reason why Mara doesn't need a Bracha Rishayna is because it is not Lahana. It's just for Zecher Ba'alma. That's why it doesn't get a Bracha Rishayna. But Memele, it doesn't need a Bracha Rishayna, but it is eating something during the Suda, Shaloi Machmas Suda. It's not that the maror is machmas asuda. It's shaloi machmas asuda. So what do you have? I ate karpas before the suda. During the suda, I also ate something which is shaloi machmas asuda. So memela, since my berchas hamazon is pattering something which is shaloi machmas asuda b'soicha suda, it can also patter my karpas which was kaidem hasuda, and the two of them. That's why I don't need to make a bar nefashis on the karpas. That it's a chiddush. It's saying that pashas you learn that in that sort of situation, the reason why you don't need to make a bracha achrayna on the davar before the suda is because since it's being maitzi, the bracha rishon of the thing during the suda, they're connected to each other, and mele the bracha achrayna covers everything. The benching covers everything. I'm telling over here that the balt you had during the suda. Something which is shaloi machmas atsuda. So memela, your benching is not only pattering your hamaiti, it's pattering something shaloi machmas atsuda. It will memela also patter your hadama from before the suda. It'll patter your karpas. Perhaps that'll be a way of answering this gain. But the gain is a mitzvah liyashiv. It's mamisha, you know, unless we're going to say mamish faket that he holds for davar pashut that Mara needs a bracha rishayna and the karpas is pattering it. And it's not a suffix. We're tiny. Maybe it's part of the mar. Maybe it doesn't. The nafkamin over here is, like the gain, do you have in mind to part of the mar? Should you have in mind or not? Right, should you or not? Does the mar need to be part of? Yeah.
No, if the mar is zecher does need a bracha, then he should have in mind by the karpas not to, and he should have in mind by the mati not to.
Like the bach.
Right.
Like the bach.
Right.
But the bach was trying to be yetzik koladeus. If the gain holds for Dover Pashit, then it needs a bracha. So then make your bracha, make your adama. You might see the maror and eat a kazayis. Why not? As long as you're not eating a kazayis because it was a suffix. Now you have a suffix bracha achrayna. But if it's a Dover Pashit, then you need to be right to the maror. So then, right? So it's mamish pakir from the Bir Halacha. That's the thing. The Bir Halacha held for Dover Pashit in the gain that maror doesn't need a bracha rishayna because it's ba machmas asuda. But you see from the guy not like that. You see that he holds that you don't make a bar nefashos on karpas, which sounds like either the karpas is being mighty the mar, and mar of dafka does need a bracha rishayna, and the karpas is being mighty it, or this chiddush, and I'm trying to say that maybe we can connect the two because even though it doesn't need a bracha rishayna, but they're like the smag, and melech shalayim machmas asuda, so maybe it patters.
Unless the girl says that there's a hefsek because of halal, that's what he says. He brings it down, right? By the
he mentions it as the Ramah, the Shitasa. The Ramah wouldn't hold like the Mechaber, but that's not necessarily what he holds. He just says the Mechaber is because he holds there's no hefsek, but the Ramah holds there is a hefsek. Right. So you're saying if there's a hefsek, Marmshach the going to a problem.
Yeah.
Right.
He's not going to connect it, and also won't need a bracha.
Right. You should look the bach then. But the problem is, he says not to make a bracha akrayna.
Right.
It's difficult. Why not to make a bracha akrayna? It's very hard to understand.
According to the Gaon, whether or not you have a kazayis is irrelevant.
Well, he says to have a kazayis, and not to make a bracha nefashos. So I just want to end with this that. It's interesting, you know, we have the Seder, and the Seder has all these inyani brachas. It's a very interesting thing. You would think that the Seder, which is obviously Yetzias Mitzrayim, that to get bogged down in inyani brachas, brachas are a big deal in the Seder. What we talked about now is some of the Geshmak Olam that's in it, but there's a lot more in when to make a bracha, how to make a bracha, what needs a bracha, what doesn't need a bracha, what if you have a Kais Chamishi. There's various shilas in brachas in the Seder. So the why does that happen? What's the meaning of brachas And if you would sit, if you would sit and you would want to darshan Yetzias Mitzrayim until Alois HaShachar, this is part of the thing you can darshan. This is part of it. All the halachas of the Seder that you're going to darshan with the Chacham until Alois HaShachar, he gives man Kirsman Shal Shacharis, this is part of it. So you're going to sit there darshaning Hilchos Brachas. You're going to be, instead of Chelek Hamish Nebru, you're going to be Chelek Beis Mishnebru. Darshaning Hilchos Brachas about Machmas Zir, Shalim Machmas Zir. Is that anything to do with Yitzhak Mitzrayim? What Shaychas? Right? It becomes a whole discussion of Brachas, which is not negated Yitzhak Mitzrayim, but Chwal. And yet, that's part of the Indian of the Seder. So what's the Pshat that it should be part of it? So you can say different things, but I want to just make a Ha'ar like this. Chazal wanted there to be Chilukim at the Seder in order Chazal wanted there to be Shinuyim. Manishtana halayla azad. It was important that there should be the Shinuyim. And the Shinuyim are so people should realize there's a Chiluk over here, and it's not like a regular night. The way that they did it was that they moved around the way a suda usually works. We have a typical suda, which is that you wash and then you eat, and when it's a yontif or a Shabbos, you make kiddush and then you wash and then you eat. And they made shinuyim in that, and they said that there's something called karpas, there's something called yachatz. You move the kaira. There is a din of maror. They didn't say the din of that's daraisa, but this is my name is Darabana, but just the way there's a kairich, the way we do things at the Seder all fits in around a suda. They could have done it differently. They didn't have to do it this way. It didn't have to be manipulating the suda. They could have made their shinuyim in chves, you know, I don't know, stand up when you eat, don't sit down when you eat. Normally you're supposed to sit, this time you should stand. And they could have done things in a different way, but they made the shinuyim within a suda. Memela, there's going to be shalos and brachas. Any time you start to manipulate the order of a su'uda, you're going to have shalos and brachas. The ikar of the shinuim, it's for everybody, not just for the tinaikas, but we have the lashon, kidei sheyishala tinaikas. If you think about it, a tinik, so what does a tinik mean? It doesn't mean a two-year-old. They're too young to understand anything that goes on. So a child that's a gila chinuch is kibar shiz kibar sheva, 6 or 7 year old child is a gila chinuch. So once he's a gila chinuch, then you're mechanech a child in mitzvahs. Now what mitzvahs do you do with your child once they reach 6 or 7 years old? Well, you know, you give him tzitzis maybe, and you teach him to daven a little bit. You know, you have him keep halachos Shabbos. But what is the thing that a child is going to do on a regular... Most children, what do they do all day? They play. Right? Adults. So the mitzvah that we are engaged in most of the time, Baruch Hashem, is Limud HaTorah. And there are other mitzvahs that adults are engaged in on a regular basis. But children, what is the mitzvah that they're going to be doing most often that they're going to realize is a mitzvah? See, maybe, you know, not speaking Lashon Hara is also a mitzvah, but what they don't have tivus the way adults have tivus, that, you know, not staying away from a tivus is also a mitzvah. But children don't have that. They don't have that. And even if they do, they don't understand it. It's a different. So what is the ikar thing that a child is doing on a daily basis that is a chinuch for mitzvahs? Achaira, it's brachas on food. Because food is an ikar, is the big deal. Food is something which everybody has to deal with all the time, and children more than adults. All the time. Food is a big thing. And children are involved with food all the time. And memela, the ikar chinuch you're going to do with your child is you're going to teach them how to say brachas. But not just how to say a bracha, when to say a bracha, which bracha to make, how to make a bracha. There's a lot of inyani brachas. And a child is going to learn those things. It's going to be one of the first inyanim that they're going to be involved with in a big way. A lot of time. Hilchos Shabbos, yeah, a little bit here, a little bit there, but they're not going to be involved with it in all the intricate shilas. How do you run a Shabbos kitchen? A child's not going to know that. They don't deal with the kitchen. They don't cook. They don't know what's going on. Right? The ikar thing is going to be brachas. Brachas Rishayna, brachas Achrayna. These are the things that a child's going to be involved with. The Mela, when you manipulate the Inyane HaSeder, and you manipulate food, you are memela getting into brachas. And that is something which is going to make a she'ela for the tinaikis. Why are we making a bracha here? Why are we not making a bracha there? What happened? We're washing our hands again. These are things that are going to pique the interest of a child. The inyan of achila and Pesach are very, very intertwined. There is not another time of the year where people are more involved with food than on Pesach. You think about food, you wonder about food, you worry about food for 7 days. It's all about food. And beforehand. I don't know about all of you, but I start getting hungry a few days before Pesach because food is disappearing. There's less and less food around the house. So I get hungrier because there's less food around. It's not that I haven't eaten. I eat the same amount as the rest of the year. But when there's less food, I start to think about it more. I start to wonder, where's my next meal coming from? What's going to be... It becomes a big deal. It's an inyan. And then what are you going to eat over Pesach? Even Yom Kippur, you don't think about it the same way. Because Yom Kippur, it's one day, you get through it, and you eat. Okay, so towards the end, maybe you're hungry, whatever. But Pesach, it's food. Lechtech acharai bamidbar be'eretz loy zerua. The ikur that we did when we left Mitzrayim was we were samach on the Ribbono Shel'olam for food. We went out be'eretz loy zerua. There's no food. And we went out to the midbar. And that is the ikur that we did with the Roshan. It seems to me that it's not coincidental that Chazal manipulated a su'uda in order to make it something that it piques the interest of the tinaikis. And memela, anytime you do that, brachas are going to be front and center. Brachas are going to be a big deal. Memela, darshaning brachas and yoni brachas is part of imachtina chabazach avikaim. It's part of darshaning all about Yetzias Mitzrayim. You can say more than that, but just the ha'ara that brachas and food and the central place it takes within Pesach and within Tinaikas and within the Seder.
When it's all chatzis and you didn't start yet, you're supposed to wash. But what was your mind at?
No, you make kiddush.
You make kiddush and then you wash.
Just that you have maitimas and mar.
Why?
Because because there's a shaila whether you say after chazal.
It's a topic
whether you say matzmasa.
Why don't we do that stamaza that way? You don't have this topic brought up tomorrow ever. You gonna wash, do that, and then you do karpas after you wash, and then you can do mara right after.
Chazal didn't want that.
You never have this topic brought up.
No, but Chazal wanted that we should have karpas before the suit. That is part of kiddush yishol tinaikis. Yeah, the Dafka, they wanted it that way. And Magid also before.
Right.
That's why we moved the Kairos, because we have to skip it the time before.
Or does it make any sense?
Isn't the whole lambda the smag or the smack?
Smag.
The whole lambda is not Nachil of
no? Yeah.
So then how can you say that it's going to connect the original.
Yeah, you're telling me. I thought about that as I was saying it. I thought of this before, but now I realize it doesn't work so well. I agree.
No, you can spout, but
it's not so good. Pashtus is the guy who's saying that the carpet is being went to the bar.
The Gemara,
for sure.
Right.
Right. That's the passion.
That's the passion.
What I'm saying also is not so passion anyway, because really the lumnus really is that you're connecting the two because one is being right to the other. It doesn't need to be right to the other.
Right.
It's really not, I realized that as I was saying it now. It's something I worked on before, but now I realize it's not so passion. But Chara, you see from the Maaser Rav Keneged, the Be'er Halacha shot in the gun.
Also, what's the deal with 4 mil between you know, make the bracha till you make
it? So they ask this kasha.
So if you fly through your
heart. Yeah, they ask this kasha. So I have down like this. Where do I have it? 1 second. I have notes on this. There is an Eshel Avram. Eshel Avram. I didn't look up the Eshel Avram this time, and my notes.
So my eitzah should make everything go away because my eitzah in the beginning was have a little bit, half a kazayas now. 10 minutes later, another half a kazayas. As it goes through, then
you're fine. Yeah, you should know. If for meal,
is there any concern of doing that of eating like in the middle of?
I don't think so. I don't think it's a problem with it. I mean, people don't do it. They're in the middle of nugget. I don't think it's a problem. I don't think it's a problem. Someone's hungry to have a little bit, just a can of a kazayas, because then they have stuff in the front. The for meal is a minimum. The Shmura makes it very clear that you can make a bracha achrayna as long as you're not hungry, even if it's 4 hours later. If you had a very big suda. You could still bench 4 hours later if you're still not hungry.
But what about if you only had half a kazayas? So does that
that's a good question.
It's only a sugar gadol,
like yeah, it's only a sugar gadol, right. But anyway, but the shaila is with the arba kaisis. I have my first kais. I have a revius.
Right. Oh, right? So you shouldn't have to make a guess.
Yeah, because how can I be mighty myself with benching, which is long later? Right. So I have done like this. The Ishal Avram, I have done. I am Ishal Avram Sefer Sefer. Listen to the Russian. She'ein histafkus. I assume I mean suffix. There's no suffix. L'shum echad mi Yisrael mi lishtois. She'adayin b'daitoi lishtois b'kfius. Now many suffix means not enough.
Yeah.
For everybody, it's not enough. I certainly did not have enough to drink, even though I had a revius. But I'm for sure not finished. Because
we know you're going to drink again.
That and shirkul doesn't apply.
Well, but shum echad mi Yisrael. Normally, das doesn't help.
Right.
Normally, das doesn't help.
Because it's everybody.
But here, since everybody has to wait, everybody knows they're going to drink more. Loi tiknu bracha achroina.
Wow.
It sounds like it's dafka by the seder. They weren't misakna bracha achroina b'chayin gavna. And then I have down ayin sitz aliezer chelikid beis simin aleph sifir cheslan. Okay, so the Sitzel Yezer says, Shehevi Mishochar Acharav, Hezber Acher, Shekol Zman, Shehaitztumcha Psucha, Leisakal Hamazan. The Psucha is something in the digestive thing, it's still open, which I think he means that since you know you're going to drink more,
And you're saying that would be true also with the Karpas to the.
I guess so. But the Ishmael Abraham is not saying this. For all year round, he's saying it, but dafka by the same, right? That's what he's saying.
That would be the nafkamina between the Sicilianzer and the
Yeah. Well, I guess you have to see them inside. I just saw my notes when I was going through when I was preparing this morning. This is a kasha they ask. What about the equal Muslim? Equal, right?
Comes out of my says the arba kaisis, the brachas are all birchas mitzvah. Like,
according to that Torah in the Rif. According to the Magen Avraham, that's what the Bir Halacha brings.
The first Torah in the Rif.
Yeah, according to what we do, you have to say that. Queen of Wiener, you have to say that. Right. And it's a Berchus HaMitzvah. Comes out of the Berchus HaMitzvah. Right. Right. What does your minig at your Seder, both your own and your Shver, what do you do? Does everybody make a Bar Pragafen, or does the one leading the Seder, Shver, make the Bar Pragafen, and what do you say everybody else?
Machlek is my father and my Shver.
Yeah.
But in my house, everyone says everything. The women, everyone says Kiddush and all the other Arab places together. My Shver, maybe a Gafen, he's mighty them with Kiddush. I don't know about the Hagafen though. He for sure no one else is Kiddush. I mean, the boys maybe too. What's the Shaila?
Well, the question is, I mean, normally one person makes Kiddush for everybody.
I think if it's Bersa Mitzah.
Well, no, I'm saying normally one person makes a Kiddush for everybody because it's Braivam. One person makes everybody.
Everyone says together, that's not Braivam.
Right.
So I'm saying at the same time. If everyone says together. Tuzam? That's what we do. We all do
that's
together.
What I did growing up also. But my Rebbe told me, Ritzi Berkowitz told me that person should you should have one person make the bracha by prayer gavna, all four kaisis.
What's
the time now? So what do you do now if you're minig with a certain way?
I think people. I don't know that. See, I'm not sure it's a minig. I'm not sure.
That's a minig.
No, I'm not sure if it's just if it's amaratus or not. I'm just not sure. I'm wondering about this. I'm not sure.
There's a minig. There's someone. There's a reason.
If it's a minig, if it's really a minig, right. I'm just not sure if it's just that kiddush we're used to one person making for everybody. But Bar Pi Agafen, I mean, I have to make a bracha.
So but even by Kiddush we do it. That's the raya that it's a real minig.
Yeah. No, I know. I have relatives who do it also. That even by Kiddush they all make it. Which I don't understand why that has to be that way. But okay, I think because they feel like everybody has to say every word of the Haggadah.
For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. He does not make money off the site, but he does need money in order to run the site. Those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.